Outro. In September 2015, Hans and the two of us decided to write a book together. On February 5th, 2016, Hans received a diagnosis of incurable pancreatic cancer. The prognosis was bad. Hans was given 2 or 3 months to live, or, if the palliative treatments were very successful, perhaps 1 year. After the initial horrible shock, Hans thought things through. Life would continue for a while. He would still be able to enjoy time with his wife Agneta and his family and friends. But day to day, his health would be unpredictable. So within a week, he had cancelled all his 67 planned lectures for the coming year, as well as all planned TV and radio appearances and film productions. Hans was so sad to do it, but he realized he had no choice. And this dramatic change to his professional life was made bearable by one thing: the book. Following the diagnosis, there was pleasure in the sadness as the book turned from being a burden on top of other tasks to being Hans's intellectual inspiration and joy. There was so much he wanted to say. Over the next months, in our enthusiasm, the three of us pulled together enough material for a very thick book about Hans's life, the work we had done together, and our latest ideas. Until the very end, he remained curious and passionate about the world. We agreed on the outline for the book and started to write it. We had worked together on challenging projects for many years, and were used to constantly fighting over how best to explain a particular fact or concept. We were quickly humbled to discover how easy the collaboration had been during the years when we had all been well, and how terribly difficult it was to maintain our usual sharp and combative way of working now that Hans was ill. We almost failed. On the evening of Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, Hans's health suddenly deteriorated. An ambulance was called, and into it Hans took printed copies of several chapters of the latest draft, his scribbled notes all over them. 4 days later, in the early hours of Tuesday, February 7th, Hans died. He had taken comfort over those last days from the drafts, discussing them with Ola from his hospital bed, and dictating an email to the publishers which said that he had thought we had at last achieved exactly the kind of book we have been aiming for. "Our joint work," Hans wrote, "is finally being turned into an enjoyable text that will help a global audience to understand the world." When we announced Hans's death, an avalanche of condolences immediately poured in from friends, colleagues, and admirers from all over the world. Tributes to Hans were all over the internet. Our family and friends organized a ceremony at Karolinska Institute and a funeral at Uppsala Castle, which together beautifully reflected the Hans we knew, brave, innovative, and serious-minded, yet always looking for the circus around the corner. A great friend and colleague, and a beloved family member. The circus was there. There was a sword swallower on stage, of course, Hans's friend, whose X-ray we talked about at the beginning of this book. And our son Ted did his own homemade trick with a bandy stick and helmet. Bandy is a bit like ice hockey, but friendlier. We concluded with Frank Sinatra's anthem, My Way. Not just because Hans always did it his way, but because of a lucky accident a few years earlier. Hans didn't care much about music, and he always insisted he was totally tone deaf, but his youngest son, Magnus, had once heard him sing. Hans had accidentally called Magnus from his pocket and, completely unaware, left him a 4-minute voice message. This recorded Hans driving through traffic while singing loudly and lustily to Frank Sinatra's defiant anthem, This was just so Hans. You have seen his list of global risks, but it couldn't stop him from singing on his way to work. Two thoughts at the same time, concerned and full of joy. We had worked with Hans for 18 years. We had written his scripts and directed his TED Talks and argued with him for hours, sometimes months, about every detail of them. We had heard all his stories many times and had them recorded in many forms. Working on the book had been painful in the last months of Hans's life, but was strangely comforting in the months immediately after his death. As we completed this precious task, Hans's voice was always in our heads, and we often felt that he was not gone, but still in the room beside us. Finishing the book felt like the best way to keep him with us and to honor his memory. Hans would have loved promoting this book, and he would have done it brilliantly. But he knew from the moment of his diagnosis that that was not going to be possible. Instead, it falls to us to continue his mission and ours. Hans's dream of a fact-based worldview lives on in us, and we hope now in you too. Anna Rosling Runlund and Ola Rosling, Stockholm, 2017. The End. This is Richard Harries. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Factfulness by Hans Rosling, with Ola Rosling and Anna Rosling Runlund. Recorded books are available wherever audiobooks are sold, including Audible.com, Audiobooks.com, Google Play, Apple iTunes, and in public libraries through RB Digital.